On today's show, Ford fires its president of North America, Raj Nair, over inappropriate behavior. PSA and Qualcomm team up to test vehicle-to-vehicle technology, and Hyundai unveiled the all-new Santa Fe. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. In a shocking development, Ford fired the president of its North American operations, Raj Nair, for, quote, inappropriate behavior. When he was the head of product development, Nair played a critical role in converting the F-150 pickup to aluminum and in the development of the GT sports car. He appeared on several Autoline episodes, and we are stunned, saddened, and angry at the news. In an unusual move, Ford included a statement from Nair in its press release, quote, I sincerely regret that there have been instances where I have not exhibited leadership behaviors consistent with the principles that the company and I have always espoused. When it comes to V2V, or vehicle-to-vehicle communication, there's a debate on which technology to use, DSRC or 5G LTE. DSRC stands for Dedicated Short-Range Communication and uses part of the 5.9 GHz band. 5G LTE is the upcoming standard that will be used for mobile phones. The United States prefers DSRC because it's pretty much ready to go right now. But some in the tech world, and China in particular, argue that 5G LTE is a better way to develop V2V, but it's not ready yet. Last year, the tech company Qualcomm developed a chipset called Cellular Vehicle to Everything, or CV2X for short, and it can accommodate either technology. And now the company, along with PSA, the parent company of Peugeot, Citroën, and Opel, is getting set to demonstrate CV2X at an event next month in France. They will show how vehicles can seamlessly communicate with one another to alert each other of potential road hazards, such as slow-moving or disabled cars. The companies are aiming to have the technology ready for commercial deployment by 2020. Still to come, Hyundai takes the wraps off the new Santa Fe, and Volvo reveals the new V60 wagon.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
The Santa Fe is the best-selling SUV in the U.S. for Hyundai, and it's introducing an all-new model. Its styling is a nice evolution from the previous model, with the automaker's new signature grille on the front. But you'll also notice a slightly more aggressive look, with the thin LED daytime running lights positioned high on the front fascia, and a wider, more planted look at the rear. A 7-inch infotainment screen, which now sits free-floating high on the dash, comes standard and is also separated from the HVAC controls. Three engine options are available: a 2.4-liter four-cylinder, a 230-horsepower 2-liter turbo 4, or a 2.2-liter diesel that makes 200 horsepower and 320 pound-feet of torque. All engines are mated to an all-new 8-speed automatic transmission. Hyundai has also changed the naming structure around a little bit. The 5-passenger Santa Fe Sport will now be called the Santa Fe. The current long-wheelbase 3-row 7-passenger model will be renamed the Santa Fe XL, and an all-new 3-row 8-passenger SUV is currently under development with an all-new name. The new Santa Fe goes on sale in the U.S. this summer. You know, there's few that can style a station wagon as well as Volvo. And the automaker is introducing the all-new V60. You'll notice a lot of styling cues that tie it into the rest of the lineup, including a very strong resemblance to its larger sibling, the V90. But it also has a bit more of a sporty look up front and a slightly higher kick up by the side rear window. Interior styling is practically the same as the recently released XC60, with which it shares a platform. Depending on the region, customers will have a choice of a range of diesel and gasoline engines, as well as two all-wheel drive plug-in hybrid options, a T6 model that produces a combined 340 horsepower or the T8 that makes a total of 390 horsepower. No word yet on when the wagon will launch. Coming up next, why Ram believes truck buyers will embrace the truck's new giant 12-inch touchscreen.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Besides its front end, the most noticeable feature on the new Ram 1500 is its giant Tesla-like 12-inch display screen. But is that something truck buyers are really interested in? On Autoline this week, Ryan Negoti, the chief of interior design at Ram, explained why the screen will appeal to truck buyers.
I think they want functionality. You know, they want easy to use. You know, they want function that works for them. And I think the best part about that screen is the fact that you can change it around and you can tailor it to how you see fit. Trucks are so accessorized and so customized, right? So I think that's a point that even within the screen, you could do all that. And for us, we wanted to go to more of an integrated approach to it. I think you walk the show floor, you see a lot of screens that are actually, you know, more floating, right? And that wasn't appropriate for
you
a truck.
You say floating. I'll say just sort of stuck on there.
Yeah. And that's what was great. From the get-go, we said, we're gonna get the screen in there, and we're going to actually move. We've moved dimensions of the interior to get that screen to fit in there really nice, which is nice. And even the rest of the lineup has been improved in terms of their technology. Some of our new 8.4-inch screens, they're flush, pinch to zoom, better colors and vibrancy. But yeah, I think the truck owners, they're going to love it. You know, even the diehards, they're going to love it.
For a deeper dive into the all-new Ram 1500, you can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And you're not going to want to miss Autoline After Hours this afternoon. John and Gary will be talking about the all-new Nissan Leaf. Our special guest is Christopher Reed, the engineer of the EV. So if you have any questions about the Leaf, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. And tune in to watch live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website or YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.